You're listening to episode 283 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Welcome back, ladies, to a five-part series, and you are listening to day three. So if this is your first one, you haven't listened to one and two, pause and go back and listen in order. The order is absolutely crucial, and you will hear why after listening to each of these. So if you're ready, let's dive into day three. I am so proud of each of you for committing to this week. You are still here and still doing the work, which already separates you from so many. Super proud of you, so let's keep going. Today, I want to talk to you about my nemesis. Can I be honest? I care way too much what people think about me, and it's something I'm working on. But there's one person that talks about me worse than anyone. The things that she says appalls me. How dare she bring up the fact that I haven't been working hard? Do you know how hard I work? Or last week, she accused me of being a bad mom. What? I am such a great mom. Now, normally, I don't share names of people, and I keep that pretty confidential. But today it's important that I share with you the person that it is, because it might change your mind about them. The person that said those horrible things about me was me. I don't know if this is the case for you, but honestly, I say some pretty nasty things about myself sometimes. I have a pretty big hunch that it's not just me. I hear a lot of my clients say things too, like, I'm not tech savvy, I'm not good with money, I'm not a numbers person, and I'm not great on video. Our words are so powerful. You would be shocked if somebody said that to you, yet for some reason, it's okay to say it to yourself. Now, it gets worse. Not only are we hurting ourselves, but we hurt others with our self-talk too. A lot of times, our self-talk is being observed by somebody else. I remember this story from a long time ago about this mom of five. Single mom, but she is a superstar mom. She is the most patient, loving, caring, understanding woman you would ever meet, and every day she wants her children to know just how beautiful they are, so she tells them. And one of the little girls grows up, and now she's in her 30s. She is drop-dead gorgeous, but for some reason, she has insecurities about the way that she looks. No one can understand why, and her mom sat down with her one day because she was concerned. "Why do you see yourself like this?" she asked. The daughter told her that deep down inside, she knew her mother was more beautiful than she was. And she had always heard her mom say things like, "The bags under my eyes," right? Every time she looked in the mirror, "I can't go anywhere without makeup," or "I need to lose weight. I hate this beauty mark right here." She said, "If you're not beautiful, how could I be?" Now, that story breaks my heart, and it reminds me of what I say impacts my children, and it also impacts my students. If I'm hoping for a big $100,000 launch, and it busts and I only hit $20,000, but my client is shooting for $20,000 and hits it, I am associating the negativity around only hitting $20,000, and now she starts to feel like it's really not that good either. So here's the thing. Today's action items, I want you to be observant. I want you to listen to yourself. Things you say out loud or even in your head, write them down. Catch yourself from saying something negative about you. And if you do, I would say take a minute to reframe it. What are five things you commonly say to yourself? For example, do you say, "I'm not tech savvy," or "I'm not good on video or making money"? Make a promise to yourself today that you will be nicer to yourself. You will give yourself a little more grace and a little less guilt. We are all just a work in progress. Now, if you want to win that $1,000 that I'm giving away to invest back in somebody's business, make sure you head on over to Instagram after you do the homework, and either, actually both, I should say, tag me on Instagram at Stacey Tuschel and use the hashtag #IAmLimitless, all right? Make sure if you haven't posted day one and day two, you get to work, all right? Remember, I'll be hanging out in the Facebook group all week this week. If you need anything, it's a great place to find me. All right, I will see you tomorrow for day four. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.